It won't assent to stirring again in Egypt, where the recently elected Islamist president has decreed almost absolute power to himself. Mohamed Morsi has practically muscled his way into the leadership role over the Israel-Gaza conflict. Joining us now is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, coming up 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. David, good morning.
Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, judges in Egypt seem to be the most vocal critics of Morsi. Is this a case of his getting perhaps carried away by the Arab Spring?
Well, as he says it, he's trying to prevent holdovers from the Mubarak era in the courts from getting in the way of the kind of reforms that he feels he was elected. And we have to say, we have to remind people he was democratically elected as the president. And he has said that he will have these powers only until the Constitution is completed and there is a really representative parliament. That, of course, remains to be seen, but that's the argument. He says he's doing it for democracy. His critics, both the judges who are losing power on this deal, and many of the people who were in Tahrir Square at the beginning, say he is undermining democracy. It's a sophisticated argument, the proof of which will only come if and when there is a constitution and a parliament, and he gives up the power that he has said he needs to make sure they get to that point.
Now, Morsi announced his expanded powers after winning praise for helping broker the ceasefire in Gaza. We have to wonder if the U.S. had any advance word of this. Was it part of a deal?
Well, interesting. That's exactly what the guest we have on the show tonight for the first segment suggests. Did the United States not so much increase its promises to Israel to get this deal, but increase its promises to Egypt, both in terms of continuing financial support? And what we saw, a kind of relatively mild response to what thousands in Tahrir Square were saying was a blow against democracy. The Washington response was relatively muted, and he has to wonder whether we will ever learn that that was part of the deal, that he told them this was coming, and they said, if you'll help us on the Gaza problem, we'll show some restraint in criticizing what certainly is going to be very controversial. We don't know that, but he wonders if that's not true.
So, David, aside from Morsi and Egypt, where do each side stand during this ceasefire? Who has gained anything?
Well, my guess is he was in the Thanasis Kambanis, a Middle East expert at Columbia and the Century Foundation, said he was in the unusual situation of agreeing with the Palestinians that they got more. They got a restraint by Israel from Israel's overwhelming firepower, which had killed what, more than 100 times or 10 times as many Palestinians as died on the Israeli side. They got some international respect. They have been winning that kind of status with visits from Middle Eastern leaders and promises of financial aid, giving them much more status in contrast to the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank. We have to remember that the Palestinians are divided between Hamas in Gaza and the PL, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. So they've gained a lot of status on the world scene, and one has to think that the 100 or 160 dead Palestinians in the minds of their fairly hard-nosed leaders was a price worth paying for the position that they are now in.
All right. Good to talk to you. Have a good weekend, David.
And you too.
Thank you. David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, coming up 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.